Further north, people around the Great Lakes are also hoping for rain or a lot of snow this winter. Because of the drought, water levels have fallen to alarming lows, with near-record lows on Lake Michigan and Lake Huron. For communities along the lakes, that means a financial squeeze if it creates trouble for boats and keeps tourists away. Russell Zuba is seeing this firsthand. He's the harbor master in Leland, Michigan, and he joins me from his office looking out over the harbor. Mr. Zuba, welcome to the program. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And let's place you there. If Michigan looks like a mitten, right, you're up where the top of the pinky would be, right, in the northwest near Traverse City, right on Lake Michigan?
That's correct.
Well, if you look out your window right now, looking out at the harbor, tell us what you see. What does it look like?
There's a strand of sand that would allow me to walk around the entire inside of the harbor, and that ordinarily is not a good thing in a harbor. At this point, I'm looking at cormorants and seagulls and ducks lolling about on a beach inside of my harbor. So it's not a pleasant sight.
So you've got some beachfront where there shouldn't be beachfront.
Absolutely.
Have you ever seen the lake this low before?
I remember back in 1964, I lived over on the Lake Huron side in that time, and it was low, but this is drastic. West Grand Traverse Bay is low. Folks that live along that shoreline now have an extra 100 or 150 feet of beach, and believe me, it's not sand, it's rock, and it's not a very attractive asset to lakefront property.
Well, what does it mean for Leland when water levels drop like this? What's the effect?
Well, for us, one thing that we learned right away, the word travels across the water much faster than it does through the air, and if folks get an idea that there's a problem navigating the channel at Leland, they will just go by us. And if we miss out on 2 or 10 or 20 boats a day, it hurts us. It hurts the grocery stores. It hurts the restaurants. It hurts the shops. It hurts the harbor. And so we need to keep the channel dredged, and we need to have navigable space to accommodate our guests.
And what about dredging? Is there a hang-up there?
Well, dredging's the issue. That's what gets people in and out. The brief history is the harbor is a federal harbor of refuge. And along with that came maintenance dredging every year until about 1999, and the Corps no longer dredged recreational shoal draft harbors.
This is the Army Corps of Engineers.
The Army Corps. And then we then had to ask our legislators for an earmark, an appropriation each and every year, and that worked until 2007 when Congress abolished the earmark.
Uh-huh.
Since then, 07, we had to pay for it. We had a fundraiser and collected, and then we had to pay again last year. And it amounts to $175,000. And so we're, plodding along, fundraising and, trying to cook up ideas on how to keep the channel open.
Well, you've got to be hoping for a lot of snow this winter to bring those water levels up.
Absolutely. We had an incredibly warm season, warm winter season last year, and we lost a lot of water to evaporation, and that takes place during the whole winter as well as the summer. And if we can get some snowpack up on Lake Superior, and then, of course, freezing. Traditionally, we don't freeze as we did in the old days. It used to freeze all the way across the channel, 11 miles out to North Manitou Island. That hasn't happened here in a number of years. It's an uphill battle, but, who thought we'd be praying for snow and ice-cold temperatures?
Well, Mr. Zuba, best of luck to you. Thanks for talking with us.
Well, thank you so much.
Russell Zuba is the harbor master in Leland, Michigan, right on Lake Michigan.